Hi everybody, this is Jade Capri and we are recording today Let's Talk with Jade. As I promised to you, we have guests now and we're going to start today with the very interesting and beautiful Brooklyn Jones. But she's going to tell you a little more about that because she likes to change her name and she's actually doing a rebranding on herself. We will be talking about everything and anything that we can talk here. And today is a nice and sunny day, you should know, and it looks more like spring. So if you wanted to contact me, you can contact me at jadecapri@protonmail.ch. We're going to say hi to Miss Brooklyn.
Hey guys, some of you may know my name is Brooklyn Jones, but I'm actually changing over to Kara Vaughn. So if anybody would like to contact me, my new contact is meetkaravaughn@protonmail, and Kara is C-A-R-A, and Vaughn is V-A-U-G-H-N, and I'd love to hear from you.
And so I like your real name. I like my real name too. No, we all have I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to have a certain name. So we just use names that we probably would like to have anyways.
Yeah, I picked Brooklyn. I used to know this super pretty girl in high school, and she was big into running and all of that. So I totally jacked her name.
That's true. And imagine if she find out.
I know.
It's kind of flattering too, right?
Yeah, here I am just ripping off your name.
One time I thought about having my niece's name. I love her name.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of girls go through this. I've talked to other girls and they say, oh, I knew this person who's related to me and I really like their name and I thought about using it, but I didn't want to be that person. So...
Well, we don't want to be the person in so many situations, and I always ended up being the exactly person I don't want to be.
Exactly. That's how it always goes when you're trying not to be that person.
I don't want to be the needy one that needs help from my friend and that are bothering every 5 minutes with texts, and I ended up being that person.
Well, that's okay. I think that's okay. You just don't want to be the person who, drinks too much at a party and... passes out under a table somewhere. As long as we're not that person, we're okay.
No, that will never be me. Okay. I will be that person that... I don't really drink much, but if I drink, I'll be that person that's looking for a bed so I can sleep.
See, I don't drink at all, but when I used to, alcohol was straight up adrenaline shot. I mean, I don't think crack could have had the same effect on me, so... Uh-huh. I would be totally up to dance all night. I love dancing. I'm sure if people follow my Twitter, they see that dancing is my jam. But
do you have videos dancing?
No, I don't want to embarrass myself to that extent.
Oh, please do. I want to see you embarrass yourself.
Why don't you just come out dancing?
What do you guys think? Should I make her dance for me in the little video? Yes, yes, yes.
I should make videos?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have a project for us girls.
Okay.
Do you want to participate? Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
She's good. Yes. She said yes. I don't know what we're doing, but yeah, I'm down.
We're going to dance on top of my fence.
On top of your
fence?
No,
I'm kidding.
So I was
I'm just saying you say yes.
Okay. All right.
No, it's a cool project. I talked with Sophia.
Okay.
Yeah, Sophia knows about it. She said yes.
Okay.
So you're good. She said yes, you're good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Kara Vaughn, I do like the name. Does it sound a little, European for you?
I didn't see it as European. I just really like the name Kara, and then Vaughn kind of rhymed with with where my website is going. So it just kind of worked, and it's short and easy, and it's so easy to remember. So, it's kind of a play on caravan, but it's Kara Vaughn, and...
I love it.
You're always traveling.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna talk about your traveling a little bit. But I will probably mess up and call you Brooklyn.
That's okay. Everybody does.
Really?
I even introduce myself still as Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
To people, they'll say something like, hey, Kara, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then I'll refer to myself as Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Or they will be polite and be calling me Brooklyn, and I'll meet them and I'll say, oh, hi, I'm Brooklyn. Nice to meet you.
Do you think, like, we adopted that identity?
A little bit. I think, you know, the thing with rebranding is, you know, we get to, our identities are still us, but every little, like, these new identities are different bits and pieces of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that Kara is a more mature version of...
More mature?
Of
like, how
Brooklyn.
Much more mature do you want to be?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to be sitting next to my fireplace smoking, like, an old pipe tobacco with my slippers on, complaining about the cold in 60-degree weather or anything, but...
You might in this weather, you might.
This is nice weather.
I know, right? Like, I couldn't wait to see the blossoms blooming.
Yeah. It's in the 90s down in Arizona right now, and I think that's just ridiculous.
I think we should all move, like, to Arizona when it's in the 90s, but then when it gets to 115, 120, we move back here.
Just out.
Yeah.
But we're right next to the mountains, so you can go up to the mountains and cool off. I don't know.
What is that, like, 10 degrees over down here?
Yeah, and... And plus you have, like, the trees, and you've got Lake Tahoe and all of that.
Oh, my gosh, I love the smell of the pine trees.
Me too.
Have you smelled, like, the smell of pine trees and the dirt together? Like, I don't know, sometimes when I go, you know, and there's a little drizzling.
Yeah.
I feel kind of that smell rises from the dirt, you know, and then the pine trees. You guys will know when you go on a hike. They should all go on a hike with us.
Right? Oh my gosh, yes. I offer adventure packages.
Yeah?
So, like, not only hiking, we can go backpacking, we can go rock climbing, we can go mountaineering, we can go ice climbing.
Oh my god, oh, okay. That's
You can go ice fishing. Like, I don't know anything about ice fishing, but I'm sure we could do that.
Wow, okay. I'll let you make the hole in the ice.
Okay, I got this. I'm sure we won't die.
Yeah, no, of course not.
What could go wrong?
Right.
A frozen lake with me in charge of breaking the ice. I'm sure it'll be fine.
She will probably just on purpose break the ice around me, and then I'm like, whoop, in the water. And then missing Jade. Have you seen Jade?
Oh my gosh, I would feel so bad.
And the next thing, I am that creature from the new movie. What's that new movie name? I watched it and I can't remember the name. The one that got the Oscar.
Oh, well, that doesn't... I don't watch new movies.
You don't? I watched because I was on the plane, so they offered, you know, like, is there to watch? I just watched. It was a good movie.
I spend way too much time on Reddit when I fly.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I will ask you another question. What do you want our listeners to know about you?
I mean...
Nothing? Well, no? Everything?
Like, absolutely everything.
Are you an open book to people that you know?
For the most part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want everybody to know that, you know, I'm really cool.
Uh-huh.
I never make mistakes. Super humble. I'm kidding.
That's a new Kara on the shelf. I am too, so super humble, you know?
Yeah, let me just brag about myself and then talk about how modest... Can I brag about how modest I am?
Yes, please do.
Is that like an oxymoron?
Like, please do. I thought you said you don't want to make a fool of yourself.
I feel like I'm making a huge fool of myself, but that's okay. That's okay, I'm used to it. I spend most of my time embarrassing myself. I was at the airport the other night after getting back from Chicago, and
Chicago.
Me too. Oh my gosh, I was able to go out to the Purple Pig with a really nice, you know, friend,
uh-huh.
and that restaurant is on point.
Is that a new restaurant? Because I don't
No.
remember hearing about it.
I don't know how new it is. That was the first time I've ever been there, but
uh-huh.
I think, like, my friends who go to Chicago pretty frequently have been there.
Uh-huh.
They say, oh, it's so good, da-da-da-da-da. So,
what did you like there the most?
So they had this, okay, I don't remember the names of any of the dishes,
uh-huh.
I tried so many, but we had this, like,
I'm sure they have some cool names for it.
Well, yeah, and then it's stuff that I don't really know what it is, and I tried a whole bunch of stuff that I normally wouldn't try, but they had this salad,
uh-huh.
that had this delicious lemon, like, zesty, almost sharp flavor to it. It was so good, like, I love lemons, everything.
Uh-huh.
lemons are...
Oh, she loved my bikini with lemon print.
I know. And the pineapples.
Oh, that's right. That's for Kali. Pineapple
yeah,
for Kali.
I'm gonna, yeah, she's, you know, if anybody knows her, they have to know that you need to get her pineapple everything.
I mean, you know, like, you could... I can exchange with you for the
No,
lemon.
I love this. I think, like, I...
Well, I just got her a bikini, so I will have her trying before she leaves. And it's not a lemon print, but I do have a lemon print. Maybe next time I bring you a lemon then.
Thank you. Or pineapple. I love pineapple.
Or you can go get it yourself.
Yeah, let's go to Brazil.
Yeah.
Vacation time.
So the pig. The purple pig. We are just like scattered like all over the place talking about everything. You can't just be quiet and text because we are recording.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. We had a question come in. and had to laugh. The question was, what are your measurements?
Oh my God. Like, what's the what? She's just talking about eating. Now you're asking the measurements. Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about my measurements after food.
Well, how about if somebody want to send you a present? Like, is it medium, small?
Well, it depends. Everything comes down to, like, the brand, you know.
Oh,
is it American? Is it Asian? Because, you know, in American sizing, I'm usually a 4.
Or the Asian, I would have to have a XXX.
Yeah, in Asian
so
sizing,
tiny,
like,
yeah.
I'm a quadruple XL. Like, need their version of a tarp, like... You know,
like a burlap bag.
Oh my God.
No, we're just kidding. She is beautiful. We're just kidding because, you know, like European sizes are actually also small, right?
Yeah, a little bit. They're more like, so we have a problem with vanity sizing in this country, which is a totally different topic. But a lot of sizing in Europe kind of adhere to the old sizing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Marilyn Monroe, I think she was a size 6 or a size 8, but that was back when
uh-huh.
a size 6 was the smallest size you can get. Now we go down to like quadruple zeros and who knows.
I have a friend that she used to wear 0.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I have a few friends who are teeny tiny, mm-hmm. like they it must be hard for them to find clothes because I think a lot of our clothing runs big. So I think the European sizes or the Asian sizing probably fits them a little bit better.
It could be because my niece, she's very small and mm-hmm. she has the feet of a child.
Yeah.
So it's hard for her to find like nice, you know, woman shoes, pointy
yeah.
toes
Aww.
In her size. So when I find it here in her size, I just get it and I send it to her.
Yeah, that's... Uh-huh. I have, my problem is like I have the most common foot size on the planet. So
what's your shoe size?
It's like 38.5 or 8.5 or 10 in running shoes.
I am the same size, but I'm taller than you. That's weird, huh?
Well, not really.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3¾".
5'3"? I'm 5'8".
And that 3/4 is very important.
She has to measure
so
the 3/4.
Apparently, like, I have gunboats for feet. But 8.5 is not abnormal. Your feet are small for your height.
Oh, that's a relief. No, but it depends. Like, it depends of like, if it's an open shoe, like a sandal,
mm-hmm.
8.5. Then if
yeah.
it's, like, a pointy shoe, it's, like, 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have super high arches, so I wear heels really well.
Mm-hmm.
And my heels, most of the times, can go down to, like, a 7, 7.5. It just depends.
That's so interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. So, for Valentino, I went shopping, and I bought 3 pairs of shoes, and these shoes ranged from 37 to 39.
But they're open or closed shoes?
I have 2 closed-toed heels and then 1 pair of sandals.
I have to show you one because I just bought one that reminds me of Valentino, but it's a Brazilian brand.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like a bootleg of Valentino, but it's really well made.
Yeah.
It's like, I think they got inspired.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Rocksteads are such a great design, and they're so cool, and
it's
they're
so classic,
edgy.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have those forever. I don't believe in buying trendy things because, you know, I want things that I can wear forever.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have things that I can't
Well, if you have several pair of shoes, you're never gonna like never know. It's gonna take a longer for you to like wear one out, right?
Well, yeah. Like, so my Louboutins, those are like for indoor use only.
They are not comfortable.
Well, I just don't want to destroy the red, and I think they only look good with like certain outfits. So, you know, they don't have a huge reputation for being super comfortable shoes, but boy, are they pretty.
Yeah,
so I will sacrifice comfort for pretty all the time.
Don't we all the time?
Yeah.
Men don't know what we go through, honestly.
Yeah.
Men don't really know.
So,
they walk in the shower, they wash their hair, they come out, they don't have to do anything, they're ready.
No. Put on a little cologne sometimes, smell really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate a good cologne, gentlemen, who are listening.
Deodorant, cologne, things like that.
I like a good smell.
Yes. So, tell us about, you are a very sporty person,
mm-hmm.
and we can see in your Twitter that you like to do a lot of outdoor stuff,
yeah.
and with those packages, you could just be like a tour guide.
I know, but unfortunately, mountain guides, you know, it does get tough because you got to start from the bottom and work your way up in the mountain, and
Like there's an association?
Yeah, you can get certified as a mountain guide. I don't know that it's absolutely necessary,
mm-hmm.
but usually certification helps through the to be like a mountaineering guide.
I mean, you have to know what you're doing. That's necessary.
I would hope so. That is something I would hope so. But you know, after seeing a lot of like down at the Everest base camp, there was a less than scrupulous guide company that was teaching clients how to walk with crampons on, which are the spikes at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
You should probably know that before you go up a mountain like Everest. You should probably know how to, you know, walk with crampons on, use your ice axe.
If you want to go to a mountain like that, you just need to know everything beforehand, and you have to, don't you have to like
you
do climbs in other mountains that are less, like, are smaller, so you at least have a little experience what you're doing.
Well, yeah, and you're gonna need to train, and you're gonna, you know, Everest is the death zone,
mm-hmm.
so you're like 28,000 plus feet, 29,000 something. Anyways, so I don't really want to do Everest, like that's not on my goal list. It's high.
Uh-huh.
I did Aconcagua down in Argentina. And that's 23,000 feet, and it's just brutal. I would rather
do...
That's
still a lot.
Yeah, I would just rather have fun doing harder climbs that are more focused on alpine climbing, alpine training.
That's not in the ice?
Ice climbing.
Oh.
All of that, you know. And you'll still be on the snow. It's still going to be technical climbs. They're still going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not putting that kind of stress on your body. Maybe someday, but Everest just doesn't sing to me at all.
Not even if you go to, because you can go up to the camping area, right?
Yeah. No, I really want to go to the Himalayas.
Uh-huh.
I would love to go to the Himalayas. There are a few mountains in the Himalayas that I really probably would like to do, but there are certain mountains that I'd like to stay away from.
Uh-huh.
Everest is way too commercialized for me to ever want to go there, even if it was, you know, on a paid trip or anything else. It's just it's not for me.
Uh-huh.
Everest has been done. Pretty much all the cool things have been done on it. You know, are you really climbing it for love of the mountain, or are you doing it to say you did it? And that's
what a humble Kara would say.
Humble Kara, that is my new name. The humblest Kara. I don't know. I don't know what I would do on that. You know, the thing is you get to certain elevations and your brain kind of stops
mm-hmm.
working in an intelligent manner. So it's easy for me to sit down here at 5,000 feet elevation that we're at and be
uh-huh.
say, oh yeah, no, I would never do that. I would never get, I need to finish, or
mm-hmm.
chances are I could probably easily like die up there, you know,
uh-huh.
From making stupid decisions, or no matter how much training I could have, I could make a stupid decision and not only endanger myself, but endanger other people. And there's no reason for it.
People try to save you, say, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, if you die up there, that's it. You're done. No, there's no getting off. You can't get help. You're not going to be able to get down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no rescue party for you. And I don't know. Who needs that?
I don't know.
I want to climb the Matterhorn. The Matterhorn's where I'm at. Like,
I really love the idea of like hiking and going in the mountains. I never thought about the climbing because probably I didn't have anybody close to me that did that, you know, so I never entertained that idea, but I think it would be a cool thing. I didn't think about Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro is a really cool mountain. I haven't done it, but most of the selling point on it are you get to go on safari afterwards. Yeah, you will be in crampons. Yeah, you will have an ice axe. Yes, you're going to be at 19,000 feet. That, you know, you're going to feel it. Uh-huh. But it's an accomplishment. It's not super dangerous. Although there's lots of deadly snakes in Africa, so.
Oh, yeah, never mind the snakes. Like, yeah. Well, who cares about the snakes? Just snakes.
Right? Yeah. Black mamba. Nothing to see here.
Please, I've been through so much worse. No, I can only imagine, you know, like, do they actually have right there, you know? But how far would you be, you know, from an antivirus? It's just, like, the whole thing you have to think about it, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you have to, like, any country. I mean, you're going to have to get the malaria shot. That's not just an end-all, but, you know, be smart. Don't eat other people's brains. You know.
Oh no, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker because I must eat brains.
Okay. Well, yeah. That cannibalism.
I read somewhere that will make me more intelligent, so I need brains. Don't need to look to me that way. You're gonna leave from here. I'm just not sure if you're gonna leave with your brains.
Okay, goodness. Well, I didn't have any to begin with, so. You're gonna starve today.
Oh no. So we got a question over the email, and since the person that sent the email knows that she's very outdoorsy, they want to know the stories about your funny stories about your outdoor adventures.
Oh my god! Okay,
so do you have any or a million of them?
I have like a million plus one of interesting things that have happened to me while
whatever. You don't feel that's too personal, you know.
Yeah, so I did the Pacific Crest Trail one summer. Started in Mexico, ended in Canada, and I did it by myself. So I did all...
By yourself?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was early 20s, and, you know, I had my dog with me, and he's a service dog, so he was able to go into all, like, the national parks, like Yosemite, Muir, all of that.
Uh-huh.
And we just, we had a great time. I picked up supplies at certain drop points, and I met lots of really interesting people as
Were they alone or two?
I never ran into anybody else who was doing the whole trail by themselves. I mean, I ran into plenty of people who were doing bits and pieces of the trail. Because, you know, not everybody can go, okay, yeah, I'm going to take 3 months off and go do the Pacific Crest
That's
Trail.
That's true. Uh-huh.
You know, so... I, you know, a lot of people don't have that kind of time, and even then, in a 3 month time period, you're gonna be booking pretty hard.
How long of a training did you have to do in planning before you go?
Well, I've been training my whole life, you know, you always train. I had a few injuries that put you down, but you know, there's always something you can be doing, swimming. Bike riding, whatever you need to do to stay in shape. Food is a big thing for this, is eating correctly, eating exactly precisely what your body needs, not putting anything into your body that, you know, is bad. Like, no smoking, drinking, whatever.
During the trip or before?
Before. And, so, I can't remember who said it, but there's a quote out there where somebody said it's not what you do in the 3 months. Prior to climbing Everest, it's what you do in the 3 years. Same thing applies to any big trip, any big climb that you're going to do, you know. You start training for something like that 3 years in advance because...
You have to put your body in a condition to take whatever's coming, right?
Yeah, you got a condition, right? So the Pacific Crest Trail was really fun. I did Aconcagua back when I was 19 down in Argentina. Very extremely dirty mountain. From what I understand, though, is it's cleaning up, but, you know.
Dirty in terms of garbage?
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem.
People are
just
awful.
Yeah, these big mountains. Everybody, it's a seven summit. So everybody comes down and they want to climb these mountains and they're going to do it and they don't care about leaving a mess. They don't care about smoking and leaving
their cigarette
butt. It's not totally
the garbage that they bring. Is actually the organic stuff that they leave behind too. That's what's been the problem at Everest.
Yeah, and like, not to mention you've got bodies on Everest and like human feces and
that's what I was
waste.
Missing.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you can't get that stuff off, but maybe limit your footprint.
Uh-huh.
On Everest, yeah, I can understand why people would leave stuff behind. On a mountain like Aconcagua, which is a walk-up, it's not, there is technical, you know, you could do a technical part, but most people do the regular, I mean, it's a walk-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 23,000-foot walk-up that's, you know, going to put you under, but...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think people are just dirty and just lazy, and it comes down to, you know, why when I go hiking on trails and people leave their trash behind, and you just want to smack them.
You do, because this world has a lot of entitled people.
Yeah, and it, you know, I always try and pick up trash if I see it out on trails. You know, you don't want the wildlife getting into it.
No.
People trample over, like, flowers, and it's just, come on, guys, come on. If you're going to do that, just stay in the city.
So what's the, that's true. Not even in a city. People should be conscious about it.
Yeah.
A funny story that you have to tell us about. Like, did you ever fail? You know, I don't know. Something. All right,
so I've had like
give
a lot of falls,
to
but I don't know
it.
If those were like super funny. But so when I broke my femur.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this is a funny story.
Oh, I got the chills
just...
now.
We can do that Grease song later. I got chills, they're multiplying.
Oh, that's the dance she's gonna dance then.
Yeah. I'll do both parts. I'll do, like, John Travolta's part and, like, Olivia Newton-John's. I can do
male and
female.
Oh my gosh, yes. I went to see her. I love her.
Oh, I was not in town when she came to town, but I love her too.
Yeah, she's beautiful and funny and entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay, the funny story.
Okay. So, you know, there's a difference between, like, bouldering and rock climbing. And, you know, at some point, bouldering for me, I think, should be more of going horizontally as opposed to going vertically. Vertical bouldering at some point just turns into, like, stupid free climbing.
Just a pause there, because she's going to be writing a blog for us, because I don't understand about the bouldering and the... But this will be for the blog, and you should be tuned, because I'm going to be posting. Okay, go ahead.
So I was out, I had hiked 5 miles back, didn't have phone service, and decided, you know, I don't need ropes or anything. So I'm just out, you know, I mean, this is like Nevada, there's rattlesnakes here. So I hear what I think is a rattlesnake.
Oh my God.
And I'm just standing there, I'm holding onto a ledge, and I jump back.
How tall was the...
I was a fair ways up. I mean, I got knocked out on impact. And when I came to, my leg, you know, most people know I used to be a paramedic. So I did my best to set it and crawl out. But it was incredibly painful. Luckily, I had my dog. He was a half lab, half chow.
Uh-huh.
And he helped pull me out. To the point where I could get help, you know, but I mean, that's incredibly painful.
Pulled you out?
He helped pull me out because I was, I grabbed onto his collar,
uh-huh.
And then with my other arm, I was pulling and using the good leg, but the other one was basically useless,
uh-huh.
And I had to keep it as straight as possible, you know, because your femoral
uh-huh.
artery is there. You don't want a chance,
I
you
know,
know. Have
but
to take a chance. So
did you tie it up with anything before you started moving?
I did. I basically found some sticks, and I did a makeshift.
Oh my gosh, that's such a movie move.
I know. I mean, maybe they'll make a movie about me. That'll be exciting because
that's
I'm
the
so
humble
modest.
Terror.
Yeah, I'm so modest. My life is so interesting.
It is
like,
interesting.
You know.
We should make a movie about it.
Maybe we should make our own movie about it.
I know, right?
And I can start as myself. Because
right? Can I break your femur? No.
Here, let me break it. Let me just, I need to make sure this is authentic. So let me get the sledgehammer.
Can I beat the snake?
Honestly, you know, still. I still would have rather fallen than taken the bite from a rattlesnake, though, because that gets expensive with anti-venom, especially if you don't know how much was venom was injected.
But I'm thinking, like, you have to think before you do that what was under you to jump, because if it was a rock down there, it could break your spine.
Oh, I didn't think. I just, like, freaked out. I had my immediate reaction was to jump back off the rock, and you remember the Roadrunner and the coyote cartoons where the coyote ran off a cliff, and then he looks down and he realizes he's going down, so he holds up the sign that says yikes or goodbye. And that was kind of my moment there. I was like,
in a split second.
I was like, oh my god, what did I just do?
She made it even comical because she's thinking of the cartoon when she's going down.
Well, I didn't think of it, but afterwards I did.
On the remake of that, we can have the sign.
Yeah, the remake, I'll have, like, maybe I'll dress up as the coyote and make it super, super exciting. I'm sure everybody would love that.
We were just making a bootleg of, of a cartoon.
Make our own. So.
And so aside from, there was any snake? Did you even think about it or stop thinking about it with the pain?
Honestly, I'm sure there was a rattlesnake. Honestly, I don't know.
Have you seen one? Have you heard?
I've seen a lot of rattlesnakes. I see them out. Let me see if I have the picture on my phone.
Oh my god, that picture has to be in the vlog.
I see them all the time. So I got a new phone because I smashed up my other one to, you know, to hell and back, so... But a lot of times, you know, I go early in the morning to beat the snakes.
They don't come out because they come when the sun runs
well,
warm?
Well, yeah, they come out, but they'll be just laying across the trail and they can't move very fast. But still, you know, they're still
quite... Let me put myself in front of a snake because she can't move like fast.
Yeah.
No way.
My dogs have run completely right on over snakes and, you know, there wasn't any, like, real, real issue, like the snake didn't move or anything. But I mean, it's still terrifying to see your dog just run straight over a rattlesnake, and you know, there's not anything you can do.
I never saw one in the wild. I honestly, I don't know which is worse, the snake or the bear. I don't know.
So I don't think rattlesnakes aren't that bad, honestly.
They won't run after you.
They're not gonna chase you. They can't eat you. They don't want to be bothered by you. They want nothing to do with you.
That's what I heard about bears, and I still don't want to be in front of one.
I don't trust. Okay, bears are different. Bears are chickens. So you have your dogs, and your dogs can probably scare off the bear, but
really?
A grizzly bear or something, you know, you're toast. If they're gonna charge you, you're done.
Might as well serve yourself in the plate.
Yeah, just say goodbye.
Oh.
So.
Have you seen a bear here?
I've seen a lot of bears. I've never seen one out in the wild, but I have run into, like, big cat tracks, like cougars and stuff, while I've been out. So, you know, luckily, you know, I always have my dogs. If I'm in backcountry, you know, I carry. I'm just not messing around, you know. You never know what you're going to need.
But
so.
Do you bring, like, bear spray, things like that?
I've never had a problem with a bear. I have seen my dogs chasing a bear before, so that was obnoxious. But for the most part, the bears up here aren't super aggressive.
Can you keep your composure?
Yeah.
Because I would totally, like...
Scream and run?
Not scream, but I don't know how to explain, like, the freezing moment, you know, until you need that split time to think what you're going to do.
Fight or flight reaction. You know, you don't know until you're going to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit here and go, oh, yeah, I'm a rock star, you know, I can handle any situation, I'm a total badass. But until you're faced in that moment and you have a life or death moment... You don't know what you're going to do. Like, I've seen, I've had moments where, you know, I handled the situation really well. But I've also had moments where I handled the situation in a really stupid manner that could have gotten me really hurt if it had gone a different direction. You know?
I don't know. I just don't want to see. You know, I go to the extreme of getting, like, something and hit the rocks just to make noise. I don't know. It looks stupid, you know.
No,
but I mean,
make all the noise you can around bear.
At least I'm doing something.
Yeah, like...
So you are also a runner, right? Can you run like well with your the broken femur?
Well, that was one of the injuries where I had to wait a long time for it to completely heal, and then I had to go through physical therapy, and I had to do a whole bunch of, you know, rehabilitation on that leg.
But did it got you, like, running?
I actually didn't really start running until 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And, I think October 2016 is when I started running, so I'm not even 2 years. And then last year I did my first marathon in July, and I just loved it, and I just kind of kept up with it. So
how many marathons have you done so far?
Can you remember? No. I have quite a few. I've done quite a few. I've done a 50k, I've done a bunch of half marathons, and I think I've done around 6 or 7 full marathons now. So
that's a lot for the 2 years, a short period of time, right?
Yeah. And, but running's pretty, you know, it's really fun.
So the question that we have, since you do run marathons, is like, do you do any marathons for charity?
Yeah, I have run where, I had X amount of dollars placed on every mile.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But basically every marathon you run, you know, there are professional runners, but every marathon you run and you sign up for and you pay your $100 to $200 for goes to some sort of charity. So the very first marathon I run benefited battered women's shelters. The second one was to help, you know, clean up a local school. So all of that money that all the participants go put in goes towards some sort of charitable cause. So, you know, and then you get a t-shirt and a medal, so you feel cool. It's a really fun, like, experience for everyone.
I'm not a runner, but I think I would like to try and do one, you know, like, when you think to yourself, like, can I do it? And then you're like, I actually wanted to try.
You maybe absolutely start with
a
can.
Tiny half marathon or a quarter marathon. There's a quarter.
Alright, so there's like a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, full marathon, 50K, 60K, 75K, 50 mile, 100 miles.
Stop being a show-off.
The never-ending runs.
I would never end that. Like, my God, I would need a ride. But I wouldn't, like, you like to do some charity work, right? I like to do charity work because I have been doing for the last 7 years. And every year I choose a different cause. And then I go to causes that I like the most. But would you like to do one and try and train for half one?
Yeah, okay, nice, absolutely.
And then, like, we do like an individual thing where we have people like, you know, how do you put it? Like, sending that for us to do it.
Yeah. Sending donations? Or, okay. Yeah,
apart from the membership, apart from the fee to do the marathon.
Yeah, anything raised will go to X charity or Y charity or, you know, whatever. You know, we can let them choose, like, in which one that they would like to see the money go to, and then whatever has the most votes go for there.
Or we can have a list of them, and we can also include the human trafficking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, something like St. James out of California is a really good charity.
Or because there is a lot around us too here. We could actually find a cause here.
Oh, yeah. Trafficking here, like...
Yeah, like human sex trafficking, you know? Or any kind of trafficking that's horrible, you know? Like, we have the, I would say, the luck that never be involved in that.
Yeah.
And I haven't met people that were, but, I mean, as a human being, you feel, you know, because that's one of the most horrible things that can happen to somebody.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the biggest the biggest money trades out there are, the sex trade, guns, and drugs. So, it's just kind of a...
So, that's like a commitment. How long do you need to train for a half marathon?
It depends on what your levels at already
zero?
Have.
Like below zero, my level.
You know, I would give myself 6 to 8 months. You know, you start training every day, start running like 1 mile, and then bump it up to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when I, you know, I travel a lot, but when I'm back in Reno, we can go for runs up in the hills.
Uh-huh.
You know, bring my dogs. It'll be.
I can bring my dog too because he loves to run. He'll probably be all over our business, but he loves to be out.
Oh, that's fine because he'll be with a bunch of dogs that love to run and chase rabbits. Like they can have a great time chasing rabbits. We found
friends for my dog. But I'm serious about that, you know, and we can start thinking about where to go and maybe we can meet up some people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like there's so many trails out here to go running, like dirt trails, really good. You know, we'll either want to go early morning or late afternoon
because
you don't want to run into the snakes or the heat.
I was even thinking of something like that, you know, because you like to hike, I like to hike. How about, like, we create a plan where people can participate with us in a hike, and that fee will be donated for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or we can do, and we can do maybe a live stream, or we can do pictures, you know, to show them in the places we have been, and they kind of, how do you say, promote us, not promote, what's the word? Sponsor us to go on a hike.
Yeah.
And that will be a smaller scale of helping, but it still help.
Yeah, the money can go towards, you know, victims who are really affected by what's going on right now. I think that would be a really good thing, and I think that would really help.
It's a way of showing support, you know, to do something fun and show something fun for them, and then maybe when they visit around here, they can go on the same trail.
Yeah, and we can have people, like, pledge money per mile.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to just put us on a 25-mile hike up the mountain.
That's totally doable.
What's that trail, the Rubicon?
The Rubicon?
How long is that trail?
You know, I don't know, but I was thinking we could do, like, the Tahoe Rim Trail, which will take about, like, you know, 6 to 9 days backpacking.
They better help our cause a lot, because 6 to 7 days, guys.
I mean, we're right there. Like, at the end of the day, you know, we can carry gear, but we could also just stop off at a hotel somewhere and just, you know, shower.
Oh, yeah, this is not going to be Survivor Man.
No, Survival for Jade.
No, I need a bathroom. I can't imagine if I go do whatever I have to do, you know, like in the little, like, bush over there and there's a snake and jump on me.
There's not going to be any snakes up there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's what you say.
The elevation is, like, no, there's not. Snakes do not, I mean, granted, if I was a snake, I wouldn't want to be peed on, but chances are, they don't want to jump on you.
My pee is really nice and warm.
They might like that. I don't know.
I don't know what they're into.
They might be into it. That's,
oh my god,
like,
let's stop this right there. Stop it.
Oh my god. You know, everybody has their fetishes. Snakes have their thing.
Shut up, snakes. Right now.
Golden showers.
Okay, guys. Keep this in mind. We're going to be talking to you very soon about sponsoring us. And we can do before the marathon. I honestly would love to do, but I don't know if I can because I have a bad knee. I would totally do in a bicycle. But I will commit because I am not a quitter.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe like a bike distance too. You know, you don't necessarily have to sign up and do a marathon. What you can do
for yourself.
Yeah, like I've got
Let's
a GPS.
Just start that way.
Yeah, I've got a GPS. We'll put you on sand. That's what I run on. Like I've got arthritis in my knees.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't run on pavement. Like that's so bad.
I thought that was just for older folks, you know. And here I am having arthritis in my both knees.
Yep, me too. So welcome to the wonderful. I don't want to be an adult anymore.
I know, right? It's so nice to be a kid.
I know. You can run around. You're relentless. It doesn't hurt when you fall out of a tree. Like, it hurts for 2 seconds, and then you're good.
Yeah. Anyways, I have some more questions. Somebody send another question for her. Do you have any, like, childhood memory? Tell weird
like,
things
Like, what kind of
us.
Childhood memory?
Tell us weird things. We want to, like, just see you be embarrassed online. No,
oh, my God. God, I mean, I spent most of my time, like, being embarrassed, so I don't really get embarrassed anymore.
That's a bit beyond that.
Like, I am so past the point, you know, of doing really stupid things. I mean, I remember a long time ago, I used to work in customer service, and it was early in the morning, and it was this coffee shop, and I'm trying to tell the customer, and it was just the customer and I, and we're by ourselves, and I was trying to tell the customer that I really liked our chai tea, I think, and I was trying to say, oh, I love chai, as she was walking out the door, and it came out, oh, I love you, and, you know, like the adult that I am, I ducked down behind the counter, but I was so embarrassed for shouting that at her. And then I start laughing about what I did. So I'm having a giggle fest by myself behind the counter, and these two girls come in, and they order wheatgrass. So I'm over there juicing their wheatgrass, like, giggling to myself. And, you know, I couldn't stop laughing. And I turn around, and they're both giving me this, what the fuck did you do to our wheatgrass?
She's like, what are you putting in that wheatgrass?
You know, I'm handing it to her. I see them. I see their faces. It makes me laugh 10 times harder. I was really tired. So when I get really tired, everything becomes even funnier. So it was just, you know, that was one of my more special moments. I think I had a situation when I was in the university. I was getting up to give a presentation, and I had some porn on my computer.
How old were you?
I was in my 20s.
Oh,
I was
okay.
At the university.
Okay, you were over the age.
I was of age, and I brought my laptop up, and I plugged it in, and I'm going through my, I had the mirror on. So you could see on the screen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everybody starts laughing, and I realize what's on my, like, so, okay.
You're like, oh, just
public,
kidding.
Public service announcement, folks. Like, X out of your porn. Like, I don't care. Every time you leave, just X out of it. Like, don't save it for later or whatever. I don't know what I was doing, but, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, at this point, just nothing gets to me anymore. I'm just like, you know, I saw that coming. Yeah, I was like, I'm highly embarrassed myself at this point. I don't know if it's going to get much worse. I'd like to not find out, but...
Oh, that's so funny. So I have a thing to tell you. The last time we met, I noticed that you have clear braces on.
Yeah.
And that inspired me to do for myself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another couple things. I wrote a blog about it, too.
Okay.
Somebody was like... telling me, yeah, like, oh, this crooked teeth, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right. It is crooked.
Yeah. Well, and it goes by so fast. You're going to be done. It doesn't create, like, any sort of, you know, it's not having bracket braces. It's just clear braces. And you'll be done, and you'll be happy when you're done.
I would just like to understand how it can be so fast, you know? Because my dentist made, like, a plan for, like, 3-4 months, you know, since I did in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave me the changing sizes to do here.
Well, it depends on the people's teeth, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that yours is pretty easy to fix because your teeth are already pretty straight. So it's not going to take much to fix.
Yeah, I didn't
like know. Some people's teeth, yeah, absolutely. It's going to take a really long time for them. Other people, nah, it's going to be fast. So.
Yeah, I'm glad. I didn't know why I wait so long. So thank you for the inspiration.
That's what I'm here for.
Right? Oh, one question, because I'm sure you guys want to know, you know. What impresses you the most about a male figure? Like, if you, like, let's say, for instance, you are interested in somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he invites you to go to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what impresses you in a good way when you go, or in a bad way? Because it's good for them to learn, you know, what we see, what girls see.
Well, I mean, first of all, anybody who invites me over to their houses is, you know, I mean, I'm very flattered that somebody
mm-hmm.
would want me over there and would trust me that much. So usually, you know, a clean house is big, you know, if you've got stuff lying around, just open up a closet and just shove it all in the closet. You know, I'm not going to go through your house and try and
open doors
and, you know, not having a mess. You know, I like it. Organization in general, I feel, is just
like
kind
a
of
neat
a turn
place.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, a turn on is walking and see a house that's clean and not full of dust everywhere. I don't know. I just feel like the person is clean and care about it.
Yeah.
And I think a bad thing could be maybe a little candle, you know?
Yeah.
Like smelling good the
Oh.
house.
You know, I hate it when the house is too hot.
Yeah.
Some people turn their thermometers up and, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm
Stuffy.
in Dubai, you know. Like,
Oh, I want to feel like I'm in Dubai.
if I'm gonna feel like I'm in Dubai, I
You
want to be
wanna
in
be there?
Dubai. Like, I don't want to just have the feeling, you know, I want to be there,
Yeah,
so.
don't play with my feelings.
Yeah, right? Don't do that to me.
But it is something that I notice and quite don't like much. It's like
Yeah.
you walk in a dirty bathroom.
Ew. Yeah, no.
Or like, how about dirty sheets now?
No, that's disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
Like what
No.
impresses me is like seeing a light color sheet that actually looks the color that's supposed to be.
Yeah, unless they have like pets, because from
Oh.
personal experience, having, you know, black animals and white sheets never goes well.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. My dog, I need to clean his paws before he walk
Oh.
in. Yeah, and if it's in the snow, I wash his little paws and then I dry. He knows already. He waits by the door
He's so cute.
until I clean. Oh, another thing. Not having like dungeons and basements. Like, oh,
Oh my
come over
God.
here. Let's see, you know, the color I
Oh
paint my
my
basement.
God. So this guy just started the, oh my God, that's a great story. So this guy just started like seeing, you know, made me dinner and it was this great dinner and we had a glass of wine back when I used to have alcohol and we're sitting around talking and came out that, you know, he's into certain stuff. So, you know, I don't care. I'm probably into it too. But anyways, so
Just need to get to know you a
I
little better.
yeah, he's like, I want to show you my room that I'm building.
Don't put your
Like
Fifty Shades of Grey on me on the first date.
I think this was right before 50 Shades too. It might have been right at that time. So it's this beautiful house, you know. And he takes me outside, out on his back porch and down the steps. And I figured, you know, maybe there's a room down here. No, there's this door on the side of the house that led into, you know, the under foundation part of the house. And you could tell, see that he was already having, you know, starting the construction on it. But I am not walking in to somebody I don't know. I'm not walking, you know.
You're gonna be part of the construction.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, is he gonna kill me down here? I mean, this is kind of scary and freaky, and I had to get out of there. I mean, oh man, it was under the house, it was dirt floors, and he was gonna have you know, he was having it all built and all of that, but still, you know, no.
Call me when it's ready, and I have three, four friends with me.
Right? Oh my God, that's a little freaky.
No,
Oh.
my niece is so funny, you know, like, because we don't have basements like that where we live
Yeah.
in Brazil. And she's with that white van and basement stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, you are watching too much TV, you know, too many
Yeah.
movies. And
Yeah.
she's like, no, white van next to me, it's a no.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I was a not a bright kid, so I had a incident with a white van,
Oh my
and
God.
people going, have you seen my puppies?
No, you're
Yeah,
kidding.
no, I was a kid, but I used to have this like white fluffy big dog as a kid who was my protector, who came up and started growling because I was going over there to go see, oh, I'll help you find your puppy.
Oh
You know,
my
my parents have
God.
warned me about this, I don't know, my whole life. And, you
But it's
know, there
like
I
you
go.
said, you never know until you are in a
Yeah,
situation.
and I'm like, dee-dee-dee, puppy. Like, you know, anybody can get me with dogs, I feel like. I feel like I've grown up a little bit more than that. You know, now I'll question the puppy comment if some stranger wants me to help him look for his puppy. But, you know, so luckily my dog completely was not feeling
So
this
how did
guy.
you get out of the situation?
My dog woke me up because he was growl full on growling
They
attack
know,
mode,
huh?
and you know, I figured if he's, you know, I should listen to my dog. I can't listen to my parents, but that dog knew.
Oh my
So.
God. So that proves that it doesn't have to be online. You're gonna be in down the street.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. And then I didn't have, like, the peace of mind to be scared of that at all, so.
That's awful. I'm glad that nothing happened. Yeah. Well, so let's close this with, on a good note, thank you for coming
and thank you
for giving us the time, you know, and talk to us. I'm sure people will love to hear that. And don't forget your blog. We need that blog ASAP. Yeah.
Okay.
And you write to us the terms, you know.
Yeah.
And could it be something about, you know, like how to prepare yourself for climbing or something, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do marathon training. It'll be a little bit shorter than climbing.
Well, there's two blogs then.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. I'll just keep infiltrating you. Now I know where you live, so I'll just keep showing up.
Oh, no, she's going to just stalk me. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm kidding.
I'm going to go buy a white van just so I can stalk you.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a basement, but I'll get one.
I will get like my permit. My permit for stay for anything. I need like rocks. I will just throw rocks on you.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for listening to us. And if you want to contact Kara, you can contact her or you can contact me. And just wait for our next interview. Thank you so much.